This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
So I was on a panel at the INBA conference that was held this month, the spring conference. INBA is the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. I'm a member of that group along with my coworkers in the news department here at Tri-States Public Radio. The subject of the panel was reporting on your boss. A co-panelist, Brian O'Keefe, is news director of public radio station at the College of DuPage. He refuses to report on what happens at that institution, even though it receives funding from the state and from local property taxes. They've had a few scandals in recent years, too, including one involving the engineer at their radio station, and he has not reported on any of this. If you've listened to Tri-States Public Radio at all in the last 6 months or year or last couple of years, you know our philosophy is a little bit different. We report on what's happening at Western, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever the case may be. My point, which I made at this panel, was that we report on stories that are of interest to our audience. And I don't think of it as reflecting well on the university or poorly on the university or whatever the case might be. If I think the story is of interest to our audience, I report on it. And I'm wondering what you guys think of our approach and the approach taken by Brian.
Well, my reaction when you shared that with me was I think that was on his part a dereliction of his duty. You know, he is not there to serve at the behest of that university as far as to protect its image. He is there to provide information, good, bad, or indifferent, as you said, Rich. And so that was my initial response. When I was a reporter at two different Illinois daily newspapers, we had I wouldn't say opportunities, but instances where I had to write some tough stories about my employer. Both times where I was at my first paper for 16 months, the second one for 16 years, both within those spans were sold and were up for sale, and people had to be laid off. And it was not a positive story, but I had to press through and report about what was happening, the changes that were happening, who was selling us, and then eventually who bought us. In no way did my editor or publisher tell me how to write the story. I was given the rein to do the job that I was trusted to do. And again, I think your cohort has the wrong policy about this.
I completely agree with you on that. You know, I think when I first, you know, heard about your experience on the panel, it kind of blew my mind that a journalist would have that opinion and would share that. And I just went back to one of the first things that I always teach my students about journalism, which is like the two main principles of journalism, which is that you have an obligation to report the truth, right? You need to report the truth. And then your loyalty is to the public. It's to the citizens. It's not to whoever owns your paper, whoever funds your paper, right? They are public entities and they need to be reported on, whether that be, you know, positive, negative, neutral, whatever. If it's important to the public that you are serving, you have a duty to them to report the facts about that.
One of the arguments he made during the panel discussion was, you know, he asked, if you lost your job today, could you afford to pay your mortgage? And I don't know. I can't think about it that way. No. I don't think I could sleep at night knowing I allowed a major story to go by the wayside because I was afraid of who it might offend. And it would be the same way commercial outlets face the same sort of dilemma regarding advertisers sometimes. The bosses will come and say, such and such advertiser spends a lot of money on us. Are you going to report this story about them? And you have to stand up and say, if it's the truth and if it's of interest to our audience, yes, we need to report on that, because at some point, if you start avoiding those types of stories, I would think the audience would lose respect for you.
Absolutely. And I witnessed this dilemma where I spent several years as a business and a consumer and economics reporter. where we had our newsroom and our advertising and sales reps in separate buildings or separate floors of the same building. And never the twain should meet. Now, I had colleagues that were friends, I mean, but they sold advertising, and I reported about the businesses. Now, they would occasionally tell me about a tip about a new business coming or going or growing, and I certainly welcome that. But as far as them trying to influence coverage for their client to get advertising in the paper, that was a big giant no-no, and we always kept that wall in force. At the same time where we're struggling with revenue, as many newspapers have, with ad revenue. Ad revenue has been falling for several years. And when I had to do a story about a bad restaurant review or bad health department scores, that was not going to stop me from, unfortunately, making their jobs difficult. But that was not my job to worry about their job. My job was to worry about mine, to provide the information, the statistics that our readers needed to know.
Yeah, and I would agree. And I think, you know, what you brought up, Rich, you know, about could you afford – if you lost your job, would you be able to afford your mortgage and all your payments?
That was Brian's point.
Unfortunately, I think that it is, you know, a sad reality that people do have to deal with, and it's a shame that people do. And I'm not condoning or supporting not reporting on people, right? But it does come to, like you said, an ethical dilemma that journalists – that we need to consider. Do we – you know, who are our loyalties to? Is it to ourselves and our employer, or is it to the citizens? And I think it's a fairly easy litmus test that if it's serving the interests of the citizens, you need to report on it.
I'm not sure it's even an ethics matter as much as it's his personal choice. And certainly if he can live with himself and he's comfortable with that, I guess that's his choice. But again, I don't think I could do that here.
You really can't concern yourself with that. I mean, obviously you're concerned about your well-being, but at the same time, this is job number one. This is the first priority, and that should overweigh everything else.
And let's not forget, there are journalists going into – we talked last week about the U.S. becoming a less safe place for journalists. There are people – there are journalists going into places that are much more dangerous in this world, and they aren't thinking – they're certainly thinking about their safety and staying alive, but, you know, the mortgage isn't at the top of their mind. They're thinking – this is an important story. People need to know about it, and I need to report on it.
I would completely agree. And I would say that, you know, like we spoke about last week, about it becoming – the U.S. becoming a problematic environment for journalists. I think this model of corporate ownership really has led a lot to that, where people aren't feeling safe for whatever it means, right? They're not necessarily going to be jailed or killed here necessarily. There have still been violent attacks on them, but there is a financial safety and a financial security where they're feeling intimidated in other ways. Do you really want to report on that? Because we pay you, right? That's kind of the impression that I got. And students, you know, at WIU, when they've reported on situations from our university, you know, they felt some intimidation that, you know, after they broke some stories, like, you know, university relations reached out to them in a very non-happy way. They've been reporting stuff that wasn't very positive about the university, but it was an important story that needed to be told, and it was factual. And, you know, I was very proud of those students that they didn't let that deter them, that they really, you know, said this is an important story, and they stuck to their guns.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.